Hey everybody, welcome to The Drive. I'm Gail Hunt and you are tuned to WCUW. We're at 91.3 on the FM dial and online at WCUW.org. And I am super excited because I finally have Mr. Cliff Goodwin in the studio. We are going to be listening to his new album, Double It Up, and it is amazing. I just can't wait to hear all about this. It was recorded in Abbey Road Studios. Welcome to the station, Cliff.
Oh, thanks, Gail. It's just an absolute pleasure to be here.
It is. I was reviewing, not to the interview and listening party from 2018, your last album, Rhythm and Blues Union, and this has been highly anticipated, and I'm just so excited to have you back.
Yeah, I'm sorry it took so long, but there was this worldwide pandemic that somehow got in the way.
Yeah.
And as we'll find from speaking about the adventure, international travel really got in the way.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did this all become a thing? I tell me everything. Tell us everything.
Well, during COVID, myself and some friends would get together and actually, the original drummer of the American Standard Band, his backyard. You know, we'd all sit 10 feet apart, not knowing, outside, not knowing in the spring of 2020 who can get what, when, and why. But during that conversation, one of the gentlemen there, who turned out to be the executive producer of the record, Richard Peach Nealon, expressed an interest in going he had a connection to go to Abbey Road and record, and expressed an interest in doing it. The way it kind of happened was, he said, "I really like your first record, Cliff. Would you think about doing another?" I said, "Of course." He said, "Can you get the same band together?" I said, I believe I can." He said, "There's one catch."
Uh-oh.
And I said, "Well, who knows what that might be?"
Yeah.
You know, he wants to play five-string mandolin or something, you know? And I said, "What is it?" He said, we'll do it at Abbey Road.
What?
Exactly. What? I said, "Peach, can you repeat that?"
Yeah.
Well, he's a man of his word and doesn't mince words. So I said, "Okay." I called the band up and everybody obviously said yes, although I probably at the same time didn't believe it. And then we proceeded to get things together, to get the material together and book it. We had to book it and cancel it a couple times because of the COVID protocols, traveling to the UK and back. You had to show a negative test. You had to show a negative test going and coming back, and then it was just coming back, but nobody wants to get stuck in London.
How do you even make something like that happen? Like, you just call them and say, "Hey, you know, we want to do this album?" I mean, that seems unattainable to, you know.
Yeah, well, Peach is a very get-it-done kind of guy. he had prior relation with Abbey Road for a different project, I believe. Uh-huh. He contacted them and said, "Well, here's what we want to do. Can we do it?" They are picky about who comes. You have to essentially be vetted in a kind of a resume way. What? Who are these guys? What have they done? What are they doing?
Yeah.
They don't want. They just don't let anybody through the door who's not serious, shall we say?
Because
keep in mind, Abbey Road Studios is not only a shrine to them, you know, those guys, the four of them.
To the whole world,
right?
Really.
But it's also a high-functioning studio that runs every day.
Wow.
Well, to book the time, we had to book 6 months out. We couldn't even get in there sooner because they're incredibly busy.
Wow.
So it's an amazing, amazing place.
Well, so I think we should let the listeners hear the first track. What do you think? I mean, I Double It Up, perfect opening song. I've listened to the album probably a dozen times now, which I still need to take it in more, but Double It Up being the first song, it's a rocker. It's totally what you do.
Yeah, I mean, again, I've said it before to you in conversation. Sometimes talking about music is like listening to a painting. We should listen to the music and let the music do the talking.
Yeah. So right here, WCUW, you're hearing it first. Well, I did play a couple of tracks last week, but that was just a sneak preview. But I have not played this song yet. This is Double It Up, from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up.
That was a tune written by Paul Carrack, who we may know from the band called Ace. He wrote How Long? Well, I think the co-writer, one of the other co-writers was Nick Lowe, and of course everybody knows who Nick Lowe is.
Yeah.
But Paul Carrack is, you know, a co-writer in so many hits. Tempted by the Fruit of Another with Squeeze, the Mike and the Mechanics hit Living Years, just the voice that's launched a million hits.
Yeah.
But I found this song on one of his many very old albums, and I loved it from the get-go.
Ah, I know, because you do pick some songs, even your last album. I think, why have I not heard this before? But, you know, I'm just in a different, you know, mindset with music sometimes. I'm not such a rocker, I think of myself, but I love what you do, and I love the songs that you pick, and I think, why haven't I heard it? I loved the beginning of this, that guitar part that opens it up, the drums at the end, nice touch, you know, it's arena rock kind of stuff.
Well, you got kind of a homage to a lot of my roots, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's excellent. And, you know, and even picking the songs, I mean, did you have all the songs in mind before you went into the studio, or did you just have, like, some that you wanted to, like, throw the spaghetti at the wall, see if it's stuck?
Well,
like,
when we
know,
first
picking things,
when we first decided to go, when we finally set the yes, everybody's yes, and we booked it, at that point, I've got to choose the material. Mm. So, you know, these are obviously, you know, you're not going to play songs or record songs that you don't like. I also really had to find stuff that I thought I could sing.
That was my next question, because you're known as a guitarist. Everybody knows Cliff Goodwin, played with Joe Cocker, great bands now, doing all these, you do a lot of different projects.
Yes.
And to the last album, I know you didn't sing on everything. You had guest artists, but this one, you're on every track, and you sound awesome.
Thank you.
It's great. And then with Anne, oh my God.
Yeah, Annie Lang. Now, Annie Lang, the next song we're going to listen to, I believe, is Leap of Faith.
Yep.
And I found that one done by Delbert McClinton, again, a couple decades ago. I think it lends itself well to the duet format. Yeah. And Annie Lang has been a great friend for, again, 40 years. She was one of the background singers with us with Joe Cocker in the early 80s and late 70s and early 80s. We found her singing with Leon Russell. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I immediately said, oh, wow. You know, I think this would be a great vehicle for Annie and myself to take a crack at.
Oh, it's a great duet. And what is she down in Tulsa now still?
She's actually moved to near Nashville.
Okay.
She's been near Nashville for quite a few years.
And does she do other projects currently? Is she out on her own? What did, you know?
She goes back to Tulsa. She rules Tulsa right now. She's the empress of the Tulsa sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like much like all the rest of us in the band. And we don't want to forget, this was a team effort. The band, you can't do anything like this without having a team.
Yeah.
Nobody stands alone.
Yep.
And we've got to mention the team.
Yeah.
Mitch Shakur, basically my brother from decades and decades ago.
Yeah.
Derek Dyer, Wolf Genandes on bass, Marty Richards on drums, and Annie Lang again singing the duets with me. There's a couple tunes on here we have duets.
And I see there's a violinist and a cellist. Did they come over from here, or were they part
no,
of the
No, we Mitch arranged the strings, and we cut those in Western Mass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So a little bit. So most of this album was recorded at Abbey Roads, but yeah, did a little.
Yeah, we did some overdubs here. You always, you know, brighten up the flower box after you actually look at the blossoms.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's Leap of Faith from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up.
Enough to try. And when I went ahead and spread my wings, I found out I find some help. Try to see myself as a survivor.
You're tuned to WCUW. We're at 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. I'm Gail Hunt, and I am so happy to have Cliff Goodwin in the studio. We're listening to his new album, Double It Up, available at Joe's Records down by Mechanics Hall and Union Music, and at your gigs. You have some gigs coming up that you will have this in your pocket?
Yes.
Willing to share?
Yeah.
All right.
It's an amazing, an embarrassment of riches, you know.
nice problem.
Yeah, I can't complain. The phone rings, but really, what people should do is email me.
Yeah.
My closer friends, they asked me where I'm playing. I said, call me.
I'm
not one of those Facebook kind of guys. I haven't gotten there yet. I hope to.
Well,
when I grow up.
Your wife does a good job.
Sue Ann does a fantastic job.
Yep.
But my email is cliffgoodwin6@gmail.com. cliffgoodwin6, the number 6, not S-I-X, 6. cliffgoodwin6@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Send me an email. Hey, where are you playing?
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm playing with a number of people over the next few months.
Yep. You've been literally busy already, too. I keep seeing little clips of you playing at different shows recently, so it's not slowing down.
Hey, you know, it's like I said, and it's an embarrassment of riches, you know.
So the next tune on the album is What You Did to Me Last Night. And you know what? This is a funny thing for me to make a comment on, but my first time listening to this song, my favorite part, this is, you're probably going to laugh, was the little stop towards the end. You know how sometimes something that isn't there makes you kind of go, wow, do you even remember that little stop? And listeners, listen for that little stop I'm talking about.
At the very end?
Yeah, towards the very end.
Yeah.
It was such a nice touch, I thought. I don't know, something about it. But the whole track is amazing. I mean, the album's great. It's, you know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this tune, we call it, it's the actual title is What You Did to Me Last Night, but we call it All Because of What You Did to Me Last Night, because the lyric is kind of about this guy actually being floored in love with this woman to the point of an ethereal experience, and how he was essentially soulfully rescued by her. But as a musical vehicle, it's pretty funky. Check out the bass playing. Wolf Genandy's is absolutely stellar in this, beyond stellar.
He's beyond stellar on everything, as far as I'm concerned. And Betty Jean Crutcher wrote it? I mean, who covered it? Like, is it the... Where'd you find
old man,
it?
Old man Crutcher's daughter, Betty Jean. actually, that's a song that we did many years ago with Joe. And it stuck in my mind.
Joe Cocker, he means, by the way.
Yes, sorry.
That's all right. New
and
listeners.
Of course, if there's any guy that knew how to pick him, it was him.
Yeah. And do him. Pick him and do him. Make him better than the original artist, as far as I'm concerned. All right, this is from the new album from Cliff Goodwin, Rhythm and Blues Union, available at Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall and Union Music currently, and it is gigs, which we'll hear more about those gigs. You need to, like, do you know them in your head, or are people really supposed to email you?
Oh, I wasn't joking. I wouldn't expect, there won't be a quiz at the end of the show for the listeners. People can email me, seriously, I do know them in my head.
Yeah, all right.
But they're all over New England, you know. I get paid to drive.
Yeah,
you
no
know,
kidding.
Play for free, but get paid to drive.
Like a nymphomaniac hookah, like you mentioned that, musicians.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, yeah, we want to get paid to do it, but if not, we'll do it for free. It's a passion.
Yep, it is.
I was explaining to someone the other day, it was kind of like it's a curse of passion and a blessing of passion all at once. Mm. You know, so it can be tricky.
Yeah. So here's What You Did to Me Last Night.
I didn't even wash my face. I looked in the mirror, see a halo around my head. I knew that I must be dreaming, so I got straight back in bed. All because of what you did to me last night, of what you did to me. All because of what you did to me last night, of what you did. Correctly, I didn't even want to know. I really, really got to say that you kind of blew my mind. You know, I feel like $1,000 watch with no respect for time. All because of what you did to me last night. For what you did to me.
Baby, what
all
you
because
did.
Of what you did to me last night. What you did to me, all because of what
in the studio with Cliff Goodwin. So excited. You're tuned to 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. This interview, too, I want to mention, in case you're listening to it and you want to tell all your friends that they should have listened and tuned in tonight, you will be able to hear this online through the archives, not just, you know, like all of our other stuff that you can hear through the archives, but at some point soon, it'll be on the interview page as well. So I love to have all these interviews with you, Cliff, because we did a series last summer called Fun Time with Cliff Goodwin. And that was awesome to hear 13 episodes of your stories from the road with Joe Cocker and all, you know, coming up in the musical world. And now this lovely interview that we're doing right now is going to be on there for anyone to hear anytime, which is really cool. So Cliff Goodwin in the studio here at WCUW, listening to his new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up. And so tell us about the next track.
Well, this one is probably, of them all, it's the one tune that's been covered pretty very many times by a number of people. Of course, the original, I believe, is Albert King. My best friend, musical guitar playing best friend Cal David, did a great, fantastic version of this. Among others, it's a great, great blues tune. But we wanted, when we decided to do this, I was talking to Mitch, and we said, well, how about if we separate it from the normal blues recipe and we add strings? And we both said, okay, this could be cool. So we really Mitch did an absolutely unbelievable string arrangement, and we cut the strings out at a studio in Western Mass. We couldn't, because we're not going to go back to London to cut strings.
Yeah.
But a place called Spirit House Music. And check out the strings on this one. Mitch did an absolutely fantastic job, and I can't thank him enough, because it's not that easy. Those string players can be somewhat pesky.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. The more people you add to any kind of thing, you know, it's like, oh, geez, here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
The one thing I did make a note first time listening to it, I made some notes in the guitar solo. Wow. I assume you're the guitar soloist on this whole album, right? There's no other. Yeah.
Yes.
It would be your album.
I'm a bit selfish on this one.
Good for you. All right. This is I'll Play the Blues for You from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union. Double It Up.
Play the
You're tuned to WCUW. We're in Worcester at 91.3 on the FM dial and online at WCUW.org. I'm Gail Hunt. This is The Drive, and I am so excited to have Cliff Goodwin in the studio talking about his new album. This is a listening party, is what I'd like to call it, an interview. Cliff Goodwin, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up. Recorded at Abbey Road Studios. I don't think we've talked enough about that. Can you tell the listeners everything you felt and everything you saw and how amazing it was, and you know, what does it look like when you walk in? All that stuff.
Okay. That's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Well, we all know, certainly people of a certain age, me included, know about Abbey Road because not only was it a Beatle album, but they did a lot of their early stuff there, actually most of their early stuff, in Abbey Road Studios, in Studio 2, which is where we recorded this record. There were three studios in Abbey Road. One is gigantic. It's so big you wouldn't even imagine. It's where they do all the symphonies, like the Star Wars soundtracks and amazing stuff. And then 2 is where we were, if you recall. It's Studio 2 because there's a stairway that goes all the way up to the control room, which is high on the side. And then Studio 3, which is a little bit smaller, more modern. But the sound of the room is absolutely amazing. I know that sometimes you might be thinking, well, what does he mean by the sound of the room? Well, every studio has its own sound, and the famous studios in the world really have their own sound, to the point where back in the 60s and 70s, you could actually hear the studio on these records. Wow. Certain rooms had a sound.
Yeah.
And Abbey Road Studio 2 is one of those rooms. When we were mixing the record, the room was such a presence, the sound of the room. There were live mics in the room, and the sound of the room was just so invigorating. As soon as we put those mics up so you could hear them and they were present in the mix, it made the record come alive and made things big and lively. And again, we cut live. It's the next song we're going to hear.
So cut and live, explain that to the listeners, because does that
mean everybody played at the same time?
At
pretty
the same
much.
Time, but separated enough in case somebody did a boo-boo or something like that, but no boo-boos.
Well, really. No, that was the beauty of the studio. We know each other, mm-hmm. best of friends. We know how to play watching each other, and it really wasn't a boo-boo situation.
So you could see each other too. It wasn't
totally.
Like you were
absolutely
in the same room.
Yeah. That's the upside.
Yeah.
You know, of being having a musical conversation.
Mm-hmm.
To have a conversation with someone, you need to be able to say something, and they say something back.
Right.
And that's the way we play. There are and have been many, many records made the other way, which is by bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And the molecules are flung together and you have a record.
Yeah.
But
and then you have a feel too, because you're in the same conversation
totally.
At the same time. And
yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, exactly. But I was going to bring up the moving ahead a pinch to the next song we're going to listen to. And I want to bring this up because there was in Studio 2, there's a piano.
Yeah.
And they call it the Mrs. Mills piano.
Mm-hmm.
The one that McCartney played on Lady Madonna. He played it on
God.
Martha, My Dear, and he played on this. Mitch played that piano.
Ah!
Yeah. So, I mean, wow. You know, and it doesn't leave Studio 2.
Yeah.
So this next song we're gonna hear, Who Is He and What Is He to You, opens with the piano. So it's a Bill Withers tune.
When I saw that listed, I'm like, wow, that's a big song to take on. I mean, Bill Withers is he's a big.
Oh yeah,
big,
you
he's
use
big
me,
stuff.
Grandma's
yeah,
and all yeah, the fantastic, incredible songwriter.
Yep.
The lyric is pretty interesting.
Yep.
You know, he basically saying, well, who's this guy? You know what I mean?
And that. You guys really drive it. Like the song is, it's got a real drive with the guitar and the drums. It's got the beat is a little not different than Bill. Well, it's obviously different. It's a different bunch of musicians, but just has a different kind of.
Yeah, we wanted
moves
to.
Along.
The way I described it, the way I described it to approach it was, I want to go to the door of the disco, but mm-hmm. don't go in. And so we got a heavy side of it, yeah. but also the drums are just like you say they're pounding.
Yeah, boom, yeah, boom, boom.
Yeah. Marty did an unbelievable job on that.
Oh God, it's a great album. You know, so who is he and what is he to you? This is from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union. Double it up here, and you're hearing it right here at Community Radio WCUW. 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org, and tell all your friends to tune in and listen to this interview, because, you know, this is, I feel so privileged to have you in and talking to you about this. I just can't, like, how did I get to be, pinch me.
To stare me down, and when I look at you, you look at the ground. Hey, I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Tell me, who is he and what is he to you? Just passing by. Hey, and
That was Who Is He and What Is He to You from the new Cliff Goodwin album, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up, available at Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall and at Union Music. And, oh yeah, Cliff, you mentioned off air that there's vinyl available. That's awesome. How does that happen? It just, people are more into vinyl, so.
Well, right now.
It's coming back.
Is it coming back, or did it ever never went away? Who knows?
Yeah.
Right now, it's a very tricky atmosphere, very tricky environment to get music to people. Mm. You have, again, people of a certain age that still have CD players.
Yeah.
The younger people of a younger certain age do not. But there's a resurgence of a format which is near and dear to all our hearts, not the most portable or the most indestructible, but certainly a lovely format, and that's vinyl.
Yeah.
And our executive producer, Peach, mm-hmm. Peach Nealon, really wanted to do vinyl, especially because we did it at Abbey Road, which was where some of the most memorable vinyl was ever done.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to do a run of vinyl as well. So that's available at Joe's Albums as well as the CD.
I know where I'm going shopping. All right, that's great. So the next song that we're going to listen to in this listening party in an interview from his new album, Double It Up, is Too Much Ain't Enough Love. My notes from listening to it for the first time, amazing vocals. Like, I thought the vocals were just, you know.
Thank you.
Wow.
This is a tune that I found many years ago, recorded by a guy from Australia by the name of Jimmy Barnes, who was never actually left. He had a band in Australia called Cold Chisel, but then he went out on his own. But it was from going to Australia a number of times with Joe, the music scene down there, AC/DC notwithstanding, and the major stuff that got to the world, the music scene is unbelievable in Australia.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Barnes is one of those guys that, you know, is not a household word in the rest of the world. And the song always appealed to me in many, many ways, but it is rather challenging vocally because you need some range to sing it. And then one night, as normally happens these days, in the middle of the night, I said, ah, a duet.
Yeah.
And of course, I had already planned a duet with Annie on Leap of Faith.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too much of a stretch to basically call her up and say, well, what do you think about this?
Mm.
She jumped right at it. Upon closer inspection, we found out that the song was written by the guys in Journey.
Really?
By Neil Schon and Jonathan. I can't remember his last name, but Randy Jackson even had a piece of this tune. Amazing. What comes around and goes around in this world. It has appealed to me for years and years, and I was really, really happy to do it. And when we were singing this in Abbey Road in London, it was a magical time to actually really dig into something as demanding as I was worried about. But I think it came out, I'm very happy with the way it came out.
It came out amazing. And I had never heard, this is another track that I had never heard this before. And so I feel like these songs are so good. Like, how did I not hear this before? Did somebody just do not something that would grab your attention and you heard it and you made it your own and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's, you know, I got to say, Gail, this song in particular is so good. I can't imagine it not having been done by people. And I'm sure that our listeners will maybe know, but we wanted to put our twist on it and we had a ball with it.
Yeah. So this is Too Much Ain't Enough Love from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up, available at Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall and at Union Music and at your gigs coming up. And we're going to hear this and talk some more. This is so exciting. You're tuned to 91.3 on the FM dial, Community Radio, WCUW.org.
Thank you. with an angel smile. How could I have known the hunger lost in time?
We can start a fire, but we can't control the flame. And I just can't wait to feel the heat again. In the middle of the night, you cry
too much. Ain't enough love
to satisfy.
Like yesterday, baby, I was running alone. I turned my back on love, baby, I was wrong.
Do I miss the touch?
Do I tell myself a lie?
I can't.
Enough love
to satisfy,
satisfy me.
Too much
ain't enough love
to satisfy me.
Tune to WCUW 91.3 on the FM dial, your community radio. And here in the studio, we have Cliff Goodwin with his new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up, available at Joe's Albums, And that you can actually go to their website too and buy this, joesalbums.com, and at Union Music right down here in Worcester. And I'm just so excited to have you in the studio. I mentioned at the beginning of this that we did have a listening and interview kind of session with your last album from 2018, and I'm just thrilled to have this in my hands. I've been listening to this album for weeks now. Love it. We just heard the song Too Much Ain't Enough Love, the amazing vocals. I mean, Anne Lang, she's amazing.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, she really is. Like, wow. And you, we already kind of talked about this, but you're known as the guitarist. You're like the guitarist, the rock star guitarist. But yet, the vocals, you've pulled it off. You've done it all. This is, you did it. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent. So tell us more. What's up next? Tell us more about that song. Anything you want to talk about?
Well, the next song I think we're going to listen to is a Bo Diddley tune called Diddy Wah Diddy. Now, this song, as far as I'm concerned, goes back, with me, it goes back almost over half a century.
Wow.
Either 50 years. I loved this tune the first time I heard it. Was, as you would imagine, was on an album by Barry and the Remains.
Oh, geez.
Who were a big Boston band. Actually, Barry and the Remains opened up for the Beatles at Shea Stadium.
I've heard that. I think I know somebody that was in the Barry and the Remains band.
Vern Miller, Briggsy, obviously Barry Tashian.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but these guys go way back. But I first heard Diddy Wah Diddy on their album, over a half century ago. And it's always stuck with me because I just love it.
Mm.
But we decided to treat it a little different, kind of slow it down, make it a little bit more smoky and chuggy.
Mm.
And the approach was just really a lot of fun to play. And of course, this is the tune probably of the whole record that I went guitar nuts.
I was gonna say my notes, guitar solo, wow, that's what I write, wow. And then the voice thing at the end was really interesting. That was well.
Oh, the talk box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled the talk box out. I found it under the bed, and I said, "Oh, this'll be good." I mean, there's a half dozen or more guitar tracks on there. There's slide. There's wow. Different kinds of guitars. Probably I'll say at this point, I did some of the overdubs up at Roger LaValle's place, mm-hmm. Wachusett Recording, and he was absolutely just a dream to work with, because when I start doing guitar overdubs, I'm traveling at the speed of sound. And God bless him, somehow kept up with okay, I'll try this now. Let's do that. Okay, I'll try this now. So it was a gas to just lay in all those guitars. Wow. On Diddy Wah Diddy.
All right, so we're gonna hear Diddy Wah Diddy from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union. Double it up. Here we go.
City. She lives way down.
right, you're tuned to WCUW 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. I want to mention again that if you're listening to this awesome interview with Cliff Goodwin and you want to tell your friends to do the same thing, you can get to hear this online for the next couple of weeks through our archives. And this interview will be online through our interview page for all time, which is really amazing that we can do stuff like that. I'm very proud of the station for the technological advances that we've made. it's just, I don't know, because I listened to your last time that you were in with your last album, Rhythm and Blues Union, in 2018, and it was a really nice interview, and it was great to hear it again. So this will be up there for all times also, which is really cool. So the last track is Big Indian. You have to tell us all about this because I see some liner notes in here that make me say, what's going on?
Okay, Big Indian. Well, we had pretty much everything recorded. And Sue Ann had mentioned to me, on the last record, we kind of finished the record with an Alan Toussaint tune called With You in Mind,
yes.
Kind of a lullaby. And she said, she had mentioned to me, wouldn't it be nice if we kind of take that, maybe you take that approach on this one. And at the same time, around the time we were having that conversation, a very good friend and unbelievable guitarist of mine, named Cal David, we lost him. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, this is kismet. Mm-hmm. Not only is your idea valid, but now I'll try to find something that Cal wrote and as a tribute to Cal. Now, Cal David, is, in my estimation, was one of the half dozen best white blues guitarists in the world. He was right up there with Clapton, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But he was also in a band many, many decades ago called the Fabulous Rhinestones. And this was a tune that we found and pulled off the first Rhinestones record that was done in up in Woodstock, New York. We used to, with Joe Carker, we would sometimes rehearse for tours in Woodstock. And around those times, I was lucky enough to become friends with and hang out with Cal. He would come by and we'd jam or play and do some of his new material. And it was just an absolute inspiration and a thrill.
Wow.
So I was searching for this, shall we say, in quotes, lullaby ish kind of song, and found Big Indian, which I think is lyrically perfect to kind of say farewell, old friend, and pay tribute to his memory. I called Mitch up, and within 20 minutes, Mitch and I had it.
Yeah.
We had it down.
It is a perfect closer for the album, and it is a lot good for Sue Ann for mentioning, you know, bringing that to light and having it happen.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees, and sometimes you just see a lot of trees and don't realize it's a forest, you know. And other times you focus on something else that, you know, why do people run out of gas? They're thinking about, they're driving.
Yeah.
You know, they're focused on the road. It happens in life.
Yeah.
Thank God she said, hey, let's think about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it worked out great.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. This is Big Indian from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union, Double It Up, available at Joe's Albums, also at joesalbums.com, down by Mechanics Hall and at Union Music. And they have vinyl down at Joe's Albums, which is really cool. And let's hear that last song, and we'll talk a little bit after that.
There's a red oak tree telling me that he's already changed for the season, and the scenery keeps reminding me that I should be arranging to be leaving.
big Indian shines like the sun. Summer and the fun is just about over. Eagle Mountain, I've got to run. I don't mind, I'll be over. Big Indian shines like the sun. Summer and the fun is just about over. Eagle Mountain, I've got to run. One more time, I'll be over. Eagle Mountain, I've got to run.
Was Big Indian from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Double It Up. Beautiful song. Cliff, like, great closer for the first album. My only thing I would say about this album is I want more. What is next? You know, I know you got gigs coming up and you'll be selling this at the gigs, but you know, you're just a train that keeps running, and it's awesome.
Well, you know, again, you want to play as long as you can. You want as long as you can play.
Yeah,
I'm lucky enough to have just an amazing amount of friends who I respect and love as friends, and also love making music.
Yeah.
So when the phone rings, it's very difficult not to say yes.
Yeah.
Although these days when the phone rings, I don't say yes right away. I always ask where it is.
Yeah, yeah. Because, well, this one was in London.
Well,
was that?
Yeah, this is in London. But sometimes the phone will ring and I'll say yes, and then I'll find out where. Neptune? It's a gig's in Neptune? You know, okay, when? I got to leave 3 months early. But no, we want to keep going. You know, just like this record wasn't a spark in anybody's eye, certainly back in pre-COVID days, mid-COVID, all of a sudden it turned into reality. It almost didn't happen because of COVID. We had to book it and cancel it a couple different times.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's a story about how it actually did happen. We had booked it and then canceled it and booked it again for last June 2022. And at that point, everything was in place, but President Biden had not relaxed the return protocol.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is you still, in June of 2022, had to prove a negative test in the UK before they would let you back on the plane to come home.
Wow.
You didn't have to prove a negative test to leave or to get into the UK, but you had to prove a negative test to come home.
Yeah.
Well, we all know that if you don't want to get stuck in London.
No.
Because you, at that point, for a week or to isolate, because you'd have to get a mortgage on your house. It's a very expensive city.
Yeah, yeah.
So even though everything was in place, we were still on pins and needles because the protocol wasn't relaxed. And we were due to leave on June 12th.
Yeah.
On June 11th, again, Peach Nealon, the executive producer, was ready to cancel it because President Biden had not relaxed the comeback protocol. At 9:30, he picked up the phone to start to cancel it. While he's making this phone call, his son texted him and said, "Dad, President Biden has just removed the return protocol."
That's amazing.
So instead of him, instead of Peach calling everybody, and I'm talking not just the band, the airlines, the hotel in London,
the studio,
Abbey Road,
yeah,
to call them and say, "Well, we're not coming.
Because
we've got to rebook because we can't get back.
Can't get
but we
stuck
don't, you know,
forever.
Again, you don't know if you're going to get a negative test.
I know.
It was a phone call to everyone saying, we're coming.
All right.
And we're coming and we're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, geez. Now, the other thing is, how long were you there?
A week.
Oh, a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
About a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you take like pictures inside the studio and?
Yeah, Sue Ann took a number. Of, you know what? You're not supposed to.
Oh, really?
There's a certain day. They don't. They frown upon that. Like you see the picture on the back cover.
I love the picture on the
back
cover.
Sue Ann took that. Yeah, outside. You can take as many as you want outside.
Yeah, yeah.
But inside, they're a little bit touchy. Mm. They frown. I say they frown upon it. It's not really like negative.
Right.
They're more concerned about how you use any photos that you, they don't want you to use photos to make money, to like, you know, do an expose on what's inside Abbey Road.
Right.
They want control over that.
Yeah.
I know I'm being a little vague, but essentially that's it.
That does make sense.
There is a corridor that you can take pictures of, and I think Sue Ann did.
Yeah.
They save everything. They saved every recording machine. You can actually take a picture of the recording machine that the Beatles did Sgt. Pepper on.
Wow.
So as I said,
I just got the chills.
Yeah. Not only is it a high-functioning studio, but it's also a shrine.
Wow.
I mean, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say when I was doing the vocals to this record that I was aware of the ghost of Lennon on my shoulder saying, you know, don't mess up, Sonny.
I love the photo on the front. Did you guys do anything like walking across the street kind of thing?
Everybody,
traffic?
It's so cheesy.
I know, but you can't help it.
You can't not do that.
I know.
I feel it's a little bit, you know, a little bit cheesy. And I will tell you, though, that, you know, we did long days in the studio.
Yeah.
When you get there's people walking across the street. And when you leave at night, there's people walking across the street. I would hate to be the bus driver that had that route.
Yeah.
He must be dodging people all day long,
24/7,
365.
Yeah, because we're going to get the right shot. Oh, there's people in the street again. Oh,
yeah. There's actually a Google Earth cam.
Yeah.
And one of the Google Earth cams is Abbey Road. There's a 24/7 camera on that intersection.
Wow.
Right, and it's right out in front of the studio entrance.
Oh, that's funny.
And it shoots that intersection. So you can watch that intersection
from anywhere in the world,
24 hours a day.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, being in Worcester, everybody knows everybody. It's a little village, and we love it that
is.
Way.
Yep.
There's a gentleman, two gentlemen that work at Union Music, very good friends of mine. Mm. One is Bob Sarkala, I think is his name, but Bob, forgive me if I mess it up.
Yeah.
And there's another gentleman that works down there. His name's Brian Martin.
Yeah.
Well, they were having this conversation about this, about Google Earth Cam, I guess. And Bob had said, you know, Brian, because Brian's a big Beatle fan, like most of us are.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, there's an Earth Cam. You can just absolutely shoot. You can go home and type in the website, and you can see the Abbey Road crossing. Really? He says, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so he gets, evidently, he's on Facebook with Sue Ann. And he gets home and sits down to eat dinner and puts on the Earth Cam. And he says, and he came on Facebook. Sue Ann goes, you're not going to believe this one. Brian goes, I put on Earth Cam because Bob told me that to go and find it. And who do I see walking out of Abbey Road Studios with his guitar on his back but Cliff Goodwin?
Oh, my God.
So it was really, really funny.
Brian might be the biggest Beatles fan I've ever come across in my life.
Not bigger than Marty Richards.
No?
Marty Richards is, we've had countless hours of discussions that basically start with the only valid Beatle records are the ones that are from England.
Oh, my God.
Everything in this country doesn't exist.
Oh, jeez.
Meet the Beatles doesn't exist. Yesterday and Today doesn't exist. Revolver doesn't. There's songs that aren't on it that are on it. We could talk hours about it.
Oh, God.
Marty always wins the discussion.
Yeah.
But I'm just irked to no level because I keep saying, Marty, this is my childhood you're fooling with.
I know. Like, hey.
You know, and I'll mention a song off, you know, like Yesterday and Today, which right off the bat he pipes up and says it doesn't exist. Capital put that together out of bits and pieces.
Oh, God.
You know, And in this country it did, but over there it never came out.
Oh.
Those records, those songs were on other albums.
Maybe Marty and Brian should be in the same room.
Yeah, they'll fight it out and be like matter and antimatter, boom.
Yeah.
Any event, that's really one of the side stories. I don't tell that often because I don't even know if I made it make sense right now.
Totally understood it. So Brian's at home watching Google Earth. And there you do stick out, that white, you know, you got some hair.
Thank
so
you.
So I'm sure
so far.
Maybe some satellites could have picked you up too. It's not just Google Earth. Like Cliff Goodwin is at Abbey Road Studio. That must have been just a total thrill.
Well, it was really freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, that was just another anecdote of, are you kidding?
Well, and knowing this album was being worked on, that would have been enough. But knowing that you guys were going over there this whole time, I've been just kind of like, really? They went to Abbey Road Studio to cut this album, and now here it is in our hot little hands, and it's amazing. The whole album is great. It's got a great feel. Each song is just a little, it's not like a blues album. It's not, all the tracks are really just well put together, and it flows nice. It's a great album. Again, album.
Thank you. I wanted to be true to the name of the project, if you will, is Cliff Goodwin Rhythm and Blues Union, and I believe that that's really the angle and concept. It's Rhythm and Blues Union, the merging of those sounds and that style.
Yeah,
you know, to preserve that thing that's really close to my heart and my DNA, if you will.
Yeah. I love the imported little thing on the front cover too. That's cute.
Well,
imported.
We've got the Abbey Road logo on the back.
Yeah.
But they were kind of sticklers about putting the Abbey Road logo on the front.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to confuse anybody that people would think that we're doing a tribute to the Abbey Road.
Yeah. You know? Right. Oh, it's just amazing. So we just are concluding the interview and listening party here with Cliff Goodwin down at WCUW. His new album, Double It Up, it's just amazing. Get a copy at Joe's Albums or joesalbums.com, Union Music. And Cliff, you have a bunch of gigs coming up. Can you, you know, other than people emailing you at cliffgoodwin6@gmail.com to find out where you're playing, which you might just get like a ton of emails now.
Good.
Good, but
I dare you.
I dare you.
This Saturday night,
May 13th, okay,
will be the return, the triumphant return from the first time in the last 6 months, the Silverbacks.
Oh, wow.
At Greendale's.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're going back to the roots.
Yeah.
So the Silverbacks at Greendale's on this Saturday night, the 13th. On the 19th. Of May, Friday the 19th, I'll be at this little hole in the wall called Vincent's.
Ah.
With Mikey Lynch, young Mikey Lynch. We call him young Mikey Lynch because the singer in the Silverbacks is not old Mike Lynch, but perhaps we'll say the original Mike Lynch. And on the 19th, I said at Vincent's, I'll be there with Duncan Arsenault and young Mikey Lynch. And we have a ball up there. Some just great fun.
Yeah.
And on the 27th of May, I'm with the Shabu All-Stars on the big stage in Gilson Park in Willimantic, Connecticut.
Wow.
The Shabu reunion.
Yeah.
On Saturday the 27th, rain date the 28th.
Nice.
And a cool little thing on Sunday, June 4th.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows, but they will now. We used to play this roadhouse up on in East Brookfield called Dunny's.
Oh God, yeah.
And it's now come back as something else, and I wish I knew the name.
Yeah.
But it's the vibe is unbelievable. And on Sunday, June 4th, with the house band, which is Ronnie Wiemet, Glenn DiTomaso, and Paul Provost,
yeah,
will be myself and Mike Lynch.
The original Mike Lynch.
Yes.
All right. Oh, that's fun. That place, that gets hot.
It jumps.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
jumps. So we'll be there on Sunday, June 4th.
Wow.
I can keep going, but at some point there's too much information.
So do you feel like after COVID now you're playing more? Because
you were
already busy.
Yeah. Everybody, that ship has sailed, I think, in everybody's mind. I mean, there's still, obviously, there's realistic fear about anything that can come and get you.
Yeah.
But For the past couple of years, 21 to a certain extent, 22 to a great extent, and now in 23, once spring hits, everything opens up.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing a lot of outside gigs this summer.
Yeah.
But very rarely are you seeing the masks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think people are being realistic.
Yeah.
Do you think
the music scene's more now, in a way? Like, people are just like, they, you know, kind of like broke free, and they're even more out there and better, you know,
well,
audience participation
regional,
kind of thing.
On the regional and local level, it's come back,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
On the national level, it's come back to an exponent. It's going great guns.
Yeah.
I mean, all the people that are coming through Gillette Stadium and TD yeah. Garden, everybody's working, wants
yeah.
to work, get out there and do it.
Yep.
Another side point of that is a lot of these acts are in the twilight of their years.
Mm.
You know, Taylor Swift and Harry Styles, notwithstanding, they're young, but, you know, Elton John, Rod Stewart,
yeah.
The Eagles,
yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
The Stones.
Yeah.
you really, not to be, you know, kind of discourteous or whatever, but how many, you know, how yeah. long can you do it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And you want to do it as long as you get McCartney, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that, you know, Billy, you know, they're Billy Joel, they're still fantastic,
yeah.
and they want to do it, but how,
yeah.
for how many years,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
before they physically can't?
Yeah.
Clapton, same way,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's, I'm excited for all these gigs coming up. That's great. I hope you get a million emails through this. That's cliffgoodwin6@gmail.com. Get your album down at joesalbums.com or go there in person and definitely get the vinyl. Is that a limited edition or will they make more or what
no,
happens
I,
with that?
I think everything in this world is much like me. I'm a limited edition.
Oh, jeez. And at Union Music, and if you're there, talk to Brian, get that story firsthand. Him sitting down to eat dinner and seeing Cliff walk across the road at Abbey Road
yeah,
Studios.
Guess who I saw walking out of Abbey Road?
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, amazing. Just you know, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. No, you could have tried to plan that. Not going to happen. Oh, it's an amazing album. I'm so happy to have had you in the studio again to do this. I hope the next album you'll grace me with your presence once again, and I hope there's another album coming at some point.
You never know.
I mean,
the way this came about
yeah.
was
yeah.
from a simple conversation between friends.
I you know, the liner notes are really touching. I love the little story about how that came about, that it was a conversation in the spring of 2020, and it actually, you know, came about. So get your copy to read those yourself. And it's just really nice. And thank you to the Peach who produced this.
Oh, I mean, well, not only Peach, but thank you to my best friends, Mitch Shakur, Derek Dyer, Marty Richards, Wolf Genandes, and Annie Lang.
Yeah.
That's the band we took over there with Peach.
Yeah.
And I mean, I couldn't have experienced this to its great fulfillment without my friends with me like this.
Yeah.
So just go in and play this music.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful end result. Thank you. The world will thank you. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.